And now, Missouri Medical Focus, a regular feature on KBIA, produced by the Communications Department of University of Missouri Healthcare.
November is Lung Cancer Awareness Month. With me today on Missouri Medical Focus is Dr. Vamsi Guntur, a pulmonologist at University of Missouri Healthcare. Dr. Guntur, how prevalent is lung cancer?
It's actually probably the most prevalent cancer that we recognize of all of the quote-unquote commonly known cancers. It tends to occur probably more frequently, at least as measured by cancer deaths, greater than breast, colon, and prostate cancers combined. So it is one of the most prevalent cancers that we see in the United States and across the world, actually.
What causes it, or what's the main cause of lung cancer?
So the main cause is tobacco smoke in the United States. Across the world, it varies, obviously. Other secondary causes in the United States include secondhand smoke exposure. So even though folks may not be smokers themselves, secondhand smoke exposure can cause lung cancer. And less common are exposures to asbestos, radon, industrial exposures of smoke. They can contribute, but they seem to be much less prevalent than tobacco smoke.
Are you seeing a decrease in cigarette smoking?
We actually are, which is wonderful news. But not to the level that we are hoping to. I'd say over the past 20 or 30 years, we've seen a pretty nice decline of smoking rates in adult males, somewhat of a decline in women, adult women, but not to the same degree that we're seeing in men. And unfortunately, until about 5 to 7 years ago, we were actually seeing an increase in tobacco smoking amongst teenagers, adolescents. Which
so
is unfortunate.
That brings up a question for me. Is lung cancer more prevalent in one gender than the other?
So it actually is. Men seem to get lung cancer with a higher incidence rate than women do, and we think there may be some hormonal influence to that. And it may also be the pattern of smoking, men versus women. We folks who smoke differently in men as compared with women. So, yes, it is more common in men. But, again, the rates of lung cancer prevalence, incidence, and deaths are starting to improve in men but have plateaued in women.
Why do you think that with a decrease in cigarette smokers, there's not as much of a decrease in the instances of lung cancer?
So that's an interesting question because, we think of numbers as being one point in time, but they're really sort of a longitudinal measure. So you need to have a certain number of years of smoking in order for you to develop any sort of disease, including lung cancer. So generally, there tends to be about anywhere between 10 to 20 year lag between the number of smoking years and the development of cancer. So for instance, we know that folks who have greater than 20 pack years of smoking, that's 20 years a pack a day, roughly, are at higher risk of developing lung cancer.
You're listening to Missouri Medical Focus on KBIA 91.3 FM, and our discussion is lung cancer. Dr. Guntur, what are the symptoms of lung cancer?
So unfortunately, the patients that we see don't have symptoms until it's too late. And what I mean by that is we'll see patients in our clinics come in with cough, sputum production, sputum change, coughing up of blood. And those are classically the things that we think of people who have lung cancer. But by the time they have these symptoms, and by the time they start to feel fatigued or see weight loss, we're already usually reaching stage 3 or stage 4. So at earlier stages of lung cancer, there are no symptoms.
So earlier detection obviously is key in cure rates.
Correct. And that's probably why we're seeing increasing mortality rates despite decreasing in prevalence. Maybe we're catching the tumors later on. And we know we are, but we haven't found the right technique, the right test to be able to catch them earlier on. And that is the area that a lot of research is being done in right now.
What would the ideal test be or the ideal way of catching or screening patients who are at high risk of lung cancer.
Yeah, and I think that's the million-dollar question right now. A lot of research groups around the country and around the world are trying to figure out how do we screen lung cancer, because it's not like breast cancer where you can just palpate or touch and feel the tumor. It's not like prostate cancer where the symptoms come on fairly early once you start developing the tumor cells or once it starts causing problems. It's not like skin cancer where you can see it. Lung cancer is deep-seated. So I guess the best test would be figuring out who are the high-risk populations, and we have some idea about that, and figuring out an imaging modality, so an X-ray, a CAT scan, something of that sort, which will help us detect spots in the lung which are going to be highly associated with cancer. And the reason I'm very careful to choose my words is we'll see spots on the lungs a lot, especially here in Missouri. Folks who live in and around the Missouri River Valley, high rates of histoplasmosis, for instance.
What's that?
Histoplasmosis is a fungal disease. It's a fungus that lives in the soil. A lot of us are exposed to it, causes no problems. You go through life, and, you know, by routine capture, you may find a spot on your lung, and usually it ends up being histo or a consequence of histo. So we'll see spots in the lungs that mean absolutely nothing. So we need a test, a visual test, where we can screen high-risk populations and know that, okay, this is what I'm seeing, and because it looks like this, the chance of it being cancer is very, very high, and we don't have one of those tests yet. Most of the tests that we have limitations.
What message would you like to get out in terms of lung cancer awareness?
In order to know about lung cancer, you need to know about smoking. And in the United States, I think that's probably the biggest area that we need to focus on, is trying to get to a point where smoking rates are so low that we're not seeing lung cancer present or come to us at all. And that would be the ultimate goal. So I think knowing about smoking awareness, what tobacco can do, that, you know, smoking tobacco as well as smokeless tobacco can put you at risk for cancers, head, neck, and lung cancers. And, you know, teaching everyone about the harms of smoking beyond just lung cancers. You can get other types of cancers from behavior patterns as well. And you can get lung cancer even if you're not a smoker. You know, I have plenty of lovely young women. I call them young, but most of them are in their 70s, who come to me who had worked at casinos, and they were never smokers. But just based on the fact of their, you know, job, they were exposed to a lot of smoke. So I think it's unfortunate, because we do see non-smoking patients who develop cancer, folks who have family members who smoke who develop cancer. So I think smoking is the biggest culprit in the United States, so I think that's where we need to focus.
That's my time for now. Thank you, Dr. Guntur, for being my guest from Missouri Medical Focus. I'm Jeff Helscher.
Missouri Medical Focus is a service of University Hospital and Clinics.